Welcome to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Off, we have Michaela Tempers joining us from Pōneke, Wellington. Morena e hoa, how are you doing?
Morena, I'm really good. Thanks for having me.
Nice. Of course, man, of course. I'm digging the room that you're in. I love that style of window pane. It's gorgeous.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice. It's a big, lots of windows. And so we're like surrounded by a bit of bush. So it's really beautiful, especially on a sunny day.
Nice, nice. Are you quite the minimalist decorator-wise?
I actually have a lot of art, actually, around the house, usually done by friends. And the house that I live in has got lots of odd angles, lots of weird exposed brick, weird suspending floating stairs.
Nice, yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
All right. It must cost an arm and leg, though.
Yeah. I feel like everyone paying rent, yeah, it's hard.
Especially in Pōneke, Wellington, eh?
Yes.
Anyway, I want to start things off by talking about your gig that you played with Holly Aerosmith in Pōneke in late October. How was that?
Yeah, that was amazing. It was such a pleasure, I think, to be on stage with Holly. Her new album is phenomenal. And she was just so nice, supportive. Yeah, good crowd. Yeah, it was an awesome show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is a real tour de force, my goodness. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And the newest album I've listened to on repeat. I just, there's something really special about it lyrically, sonically.
Mm-hmm. And also, it's very real. I mean, there's a lot of themes of motherhood and all that going on, which is, you don't really hear very often. So,
it's amazing. I feel like there are a lot of musicians at the moment that are mothers that are really sort of pairing their motherhood with their musicianship or their art, which is honestly just inspiring, I think, that you can sort of do or be it all.
Mm-hmm. Totally. There's, I'm not too sure if you're familiar, but there's Sally Stockwell in Christchurch. She recently put out an album that's very about motherhood. Yeah. It's really, really awesome. A lot of feminist anthems on that album.
I'll give it a listen. I haven't heard of her.
Oh, for sure. She's great. I noticed in a press pic and the cover art for your previous track, Forest Fire, that you're wearing turtlenecks. Are you quite the enjoyer of a turtleneck?
Oh, that is such a funny question. Yes, I just always wear turtlenecks. Especially, I get cold.
Mm.
So I don't know. I have a lot of them. It's probably my main top. In fact, I've got a few friends who, if they wear a turtleneck or something, will click top. Yeah.
Sorry, you cut out for like the last 10 seconds there. Zoom is being a bit frustrating.
Also, it's my internet. Everyone hassles me about the internet at my house.
Crack up.
Essentially, yes, I just wear turtlenecks all the time, and I've got friends who, when they wear them, they say that they're wearing a Michaela top.
Oh, okay, crack up.
Yeah.
See, I don't know what it's... I mean, maybe it's easier for women to buy turtlenecks, but like, I go off shopping a lot, and I can never seem to find turtlenecks at secondhand shops, even at like places like AS Colour. Farmers doesn't even have turtlenecks. Like, they're a real hard thing to find for dudes.
Ah.
So, yeah, I love turtlenecks too. I just don't have any, which is real sad.
Maybe you need to go find women's clothes.
I think that might be the go.
I reckon that's the way to go.
I think that might be the way to go. As long as they're in like brown or black or whatever. I'm not a very colourful dresser.
I wear a lot of black turtlenecks. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's a timeless look. You know, it's Kim Possible. You know,
it's a bit beatnik, I think, isn't it?
Totally, yeah. Totally. You did a master's in creative writing.
I do.
Did you find that when you write creatively and do songwriting, that you're flexing, similar or adjacent muscles?
Yeah, I actually think they inform each other. I mean, writing is different. My processes are very, very different. I think writing... is, I think, more hard. It's more hard labor, and music is more rewarding immediately and a bit more fun in the process.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's something about words and lyrics and sort of just creating that I really like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I actually do have a question about your creative writing. What sort of creative stories do you make? Do you make short fiction stories, or what's the vibe there?
I'm working on a novel.
Awesome.
Yeah. So that was my thesis, and then I just It was a pretty stressful year, actually, and then I've just shelved it for a year or two because I was working on music and I just think I needed a break. And so, yeah, that's something now that after the release of this music, I'm going to jump back into that, actually, and continue my novel.
Nice,
yeah.
Nice.
So that's sort of the goal for next year once all my songs are released.
Cool, man. Can you spoil any details about the novel? No pressure at all, no pressure.
Oh, no, it's all good. I think it's just really fluid. I think I expected, because the Masters is like a 9-month intensive course, and I honestly just expected to like walk away with a novel, and then I walked away with a draft that was just so, it had some good ideas but was not done. And so I think I'm just continually building on it. I have to admit, it's probably similar to the themes that I explore in my music, just in terms of probably my body, what it means to be a woman. Also, I think it juggles a lot of themes of legacy and what it is we leave behind.
I heard a good joke about legacy the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Like, I won't be around to fit. I can't remember what it was. Oh, my God. Anyway, moving past that. Shit, I hate when that happens. God damn it. No, it was really good, too. It was really straightforward. But, yeah, no, anyway. Oh, damn. Despite the hopeful... We're going to talk about the Good Woman now. Despite, yes. I guess, the hopeful instrumentation here, the track is pretty painful. It's about watching a woman in an abusive relationship and feeling powerless to stop it. And you said about the track that it was very difficult to write. When you were maybe at a fork in the road while writing, what did you tell yourself or think yourself to keep going and see this song through?
This was written so differently on every level compared to any other song that I've ever written. I was, we were in the midst of recording and none of my other songs sort of were working. So I was like, I'll write another song for this EP release. And then I would take little bits of songs to my friend Brooke, and I never involve anyone in my process ever, but I sort of involved her. She's someone I really trust. And so I took little bits of the song, and then she'd just be like, and she's the nicest human, but she'd just be like, no. And I was like, oh. So I'd go home, and then I remember feeling really stressed. And then one day I was just sitting on the couch, and it just came. Different tone signatures, and then I just pieced them together and I thought, oh, I think this works. And then I took it to her and she was like, actually, and because she was so not afraid to say no, that's not working, that she said, yep, I like it. I was like really surprised. And then because we're in the middle of rehearsals recording, and I took it to the band, and they were all just, I think they just were really, they just found it really interesting. So yeah, it is an interesting song in that it's actually really sad and really dark, and acoustically that comes across a bit more, but then there was just something chaotic about the energy. Yeah, because I think maybe behind it all there's a hopelessness, but then I hoped, I don't know, that there was a resigned sense of empowerment to it as well. It's just a bit of a wild song.
Yeah. Well, there is, I definitely think, an element of empowerment. And I think about you said about the track in the press release that while you think it was your way to grieve, you also wanted to empower. I guess, is that because you didn't simply want to give the impression that women who are victims of any kind of abuse in relationships, that they're much more than just victims?
Yeah, and I think when you look at a lot of the stats, it takes a long time for someone to leave an abusive relationship, and it's really hard to watch. And yeah, I suppose as a bystander, like, you hope that at some point they are strong enough to do it themselves, because at the end of the day, they're the only ones that can do it, like, albeit with support.
Yeah. Totally. I resonate with that, for sure. Sometimes on the song, there's points where you implement quite an almost quivery kind of vocal effect going on there. You did this more so on the track Forest Fire than Good Woman, but I do want to know, how do you develop this?
Oh, you know, it is the number one question I get asked. Like, number one.
I'm sorry.
No, it's just... It's funny, like I just have a quivery vibrato. I do not know where it comes from. I played the flute growing up, and even as a flautist, it just came through. So, like, you know, when I'm sort of trying to play in an orchestra or whatever, there's my little quivery flute. I don't know where it comes from. I can't stop it. It's just there. It's the number one comment I get on my vocals. Uh-huh. I think for a long time I didn't like it, and I wished that it wasn't there and that I could sing differently. But I suppose, I don't know, you get older and you sort of embrace your quirks and your differences.
I think it's definitely part of your sound. I think it's definitely something worth embracing, because it sounds great.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, yeah, of course. this track is part of a new EP of the same name, Girl Woman. And, you know, we were talking before about how your art is representing different women's, different elements of womanhood. Is the concept for the EP going to be exploring a different element of womanhood on every song?
Like, I didn't write it that way, but as all the songs have come out, that has been... Like, I probably because I'm writing my experience and that is my experience. But, yeah, I've written a song about, like, medieval women. I've written...
Like Joan of Arc?
Yeah. She's in the song. So that's probably the final track that will come out next year. There's a bit of a love song on there, which I sort of never thought that I would write, but I did. and then, yeah, there's Forest Fire, which does explore sort of elements of it, albeit probably a bit cryptically.
Totally. Can you talk about the release date of that EP at all?
We haven't quite settled on that. Probably maybe February. I think February, maybe next year. It's a bit loose. There's potentially another song. Maybe I'm being a bit too early in saying this. There's potentially another song that we might quickly record and add to it. So
cool.
I don't know, I feel like we're not following the rules. Maybe there aren't rules, but
I think it's up to you, man. You're the you're the creative force here. oh man, thank you very much for coming on the program this morning. It's been really, really awesome to chat with you. I do want to note: will you be coming to Otipoti Dunedin anytime in the maybe near future, in summer, autumn?
Maybe. I literally haven't thought far ahead, other than like releasing these tracks.
Mm-hmm.
So I know at some point I need to put on a tour and do all of that. So, yeah.
Maybe rest and novel writing is in order before that, maybe.
Yes, maybe.
Yeah. It sounds like that might be the plan.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know me well already after 15 minutes. Well done.
Thank you very much. I really want to, again, thank you for coming on the program today. Been great chatting with you, and hopefully Pornicki is treating you well.
Yes, thank you so much. You have a lovely day as well.
Likewise. Take care. All right, folks, that was Michaela Tempest. We're chatting with her about her new track, Good Woman, which we're going to play for you right now. You can find it everywhere you get your tunes. Coming up at 10:30, Amos Mann is coming on to talk about his new soundtrack for his documentary, For a Puppet to Live. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked.
He took her like a dagger. It all. I watched it all. It's hard to watch a good woman.
Thanks for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.